going live on another
Blog Talk
okay.
Radio.
Oh, she's there. There. Okay, Lloyd, we are in. Lloyd, we are in. When I say we are in, I mean Flynn, dude, we have. Thank you, Jesus, made it.
We're in like Flynn, huh?
You don't understand. And I can hear you. You can hear me. I need to go get a tissue before I go digging in my...
Dog?
Huh?
I can hear your dog.
Some things I just cannot control, and I have learned to control what I can control, and some just let some things just be whatever. I'll be right back. Okay. We are live on Blog Talk. They just have to deal with us until we come up. We've got about six until 6 hours. We haven't gone up. Oh, we haven't gone up yet on StreamYard, on social media yet, Sticks.
Okay.
And we won't go up on WHKW until 6 minutes after. Lord.
As far as that noisy dog, when we was kids, they had a thing called paregoric, you know.
A who?
Paregoric.
What is that? Yeah.
That was stuff that the pediatrician gave your mom to put you to sleep when she didn't want to deal with you.
I didn't know. No. You're not allowed to do that anymore.
Oh, okay. Now you just put vodka in a baby bottle?
Not allowed to do... Let's just... Today, just... Sticks, just call in the phone call. Let me get my phone number.
Get the
phone number. Okay. And let's just have fun. Oh, it's around my neck. It's killing me. Too much. Okay. Just have some fun, because you are so on point.
Oh, we gotta talk about Biden's classified material too.
I heard it was a very small number. I listened to that on the news last night when it was. So I want to talk about the news not being the news when it's not the news. When it's not the news, Sticks, we're gonna have fun. And I have not gone off on social media. I am a bad host, but I'm just glad to have us all working. We'll multitask on one thing at a time, right, Sticks?
Absolutely.
So one thing at a time.
A journey of a million miles begins with the first step.
And so right now we're going to stay right where we are. We have phone calls working. We have Blog Talk working, and we have radio working. Yes.
We're in business. This is unfortunately, that's just exactly where we were about 8 years ago.
The difference was, well, that is true, but we were ahead of them. But we had a better seat because I wasn't the engineer. So you're missing it. We had other people. I was the engineer inside of the building, but I didn't have to know the technical part of the soundboard.
You've done a lot. You learned a lot.
No, I ain't learned yet. Let me explain. I'm just as dumb as I was the first day I came out my mother's womb. I figured that out.
You learned how to find the right people. It's not what you know, it's knowing how to find the right people to help you, which is what you need to know. One person can't know everything.
And I don't. And I realize that. Okay. Do you like this view or this view? I like that view better.
Yeah, I think that's a little better.
Because that other view was too facey for me. It was just, and Jeff will come in and with his nose, and we'll have to see everything he's eating. Oh, we're live on Blog Talk. Oops.
You should be up on WHK here like in a couple of seconds.
We are. Oh, good afternoon, everyone. God bless you. I hope you are having a good day today, because today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we know that it's a good day, but it's a hard day, and I'm hoping everyone's having a good day and experiencing a good day. I've got Lloyd Stixbert with me. I am Tracy Winbush, and we are here at Talk Connection, and I want to talk about some things. It is the 10th of January, 2023. It took 15 votes to get a speaker. The news is wonky. The people are crazy. You don't know where to go to get anything, and in my opinion, I think we're getting ready to slam on brakes, and not everyone has a seatbelt in their car. Good morning, Lloyd. How are you?
Hey, I'm great today, Tracy. Wonderful morning with my family. We had once a month we get together at a different restaurant, and all of my cousins and second cousins and third cousins get together, and we have breakfast. So it was a good morning.
Let me ask you. The holidays are over. We are back to work. Things are settling in. Reality is somewhat should be becoming back to normal now, because Christmas was not normal, if you ask me. I think that was the biggest farce I've ever heard of a Santa Claus ever. I think we all got snowed.
What are you referring to?
Well, what people were spending, where the money was going, how things were looking, where gas price. I saw gas prices go up 70 cents in a night. So you can't do that and tell me that things are great on and we're doing great spending at Christmas time. And then when you go out to the holiday, nobody's out. It was not real. It wasn't a real Christmas. I've been doing 58 Christmases.
Well, credit card balances are increasing. That's what scares me. People are still spending money, but now they're spending money they don't have. They spent all their stimulus money, and now they're spending money they don't have.
But Americans always do that. That's not new. This is not new. But you can't do that.
This rate of spending is not normal. Normally, when the economy slows down and inflation hits and prices start to rise, people cut back. And it doesn't appear that the majority of people are cutting back right
now. So why are they not cutting back?
I don't know. I don't know what the psyche is. Hey, I'm a prepper. I've been cutting back for years.
Hey, this is a talk show so that you guys know. And we want you to call in. We are live between right now. I got to get a little live sticker. But you know, the lives are not always live, so you don't know when live is live. Have you noticed that, Sticks?
Oh, yeah. I hear a lot of best of shows, and you don't know until you're like in an hour, like 30 minutes into it.
So we got to do a flash live. But you can call in at 515-602-9695.
Toll free.
So, Sticks, tell me, you said people are spending credit money. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, it's okay to spend credit money as long as you have a job. But there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's not.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with this.
If you're spending money on your credit card and the bill comes due next month and now you got to pay the credit card bill, or you got to pay the electric bill, or you got to pay the gas bill, because the gas bill is twice what it was last year, and you didn't realize the gas bill was going to be twice what it was last year. So now you got a choice. You either pay the gas bill, or you can pay the entire credit card bill, or you don't pay the entire credit card bill, and part of the credit card bill rolls over at 20%, and so you don't have enough money this month, so you go out and put more money on the credit card next month. It doesn't take too many months until you're filing bankruptcy.
So is this by design? Because you don't get me wrong. don't get me wrong, and it's, some of us are trying to cut back. We're not trying to spend. We're trying to make it. And every time, I mean, like I said, gasoline went up 60, 70 cents overnight. That, come on, garlic is $4.99 a pound.
Now,
do you understand?
Natural gas is up, I think, 30% over what it was last year.
So we're living on credit. So why didn't they not tell us what was going on while we were using our credit cards and say, hey, don't spend? I mean, do you understand? And that's why I want to talk about us being producers and non-producers, because right now we're consuming everything. We're not producing anything.
Well, they don't call you the producer anymore. You're the consumer. They've changed the language. They don't talk about the people of the United States as citizens anymore. Now they talk about the people of the United States as consumers. That's all you are in the grand scheme of things, is a consumer. You're no longer a citizen. And you're no longer supposed to have a voice, even though they keep telling you you have a voice, because your voice has already been silenced, which is why it took 15 votes, I think, to get McCarthy.
So let me ask you about
There's people getting elected that want to take their voice back.
So let me ask you about McCarthy and the vote. I don't understand how Kevin McCarthy could disagree with some of the things that were on the list. And I want to ask you, was that smoke and mirrors? Because some things, when I look at their history and when I look at their president and when I look at what was happening, some things just didn't make sense, especially knowing the people who were supporting McCarthy. See, when I look at Bill Johnson, who's my congressman now,
and mine,
when I look at him and I know who he is and he's supporting McCarthy, and when I'm looking at others and they're supporting McCarthy and I know who they are and what they stand for, I don't understand how McCarthy could not be. And where was that going? I don't have 15 votes, really?
Well, they claim it was a fight over rules.
We understand that. But even with the rules, those rules weren't so far-fetched that I can get 14. You know, come on.
Well, I told you a long time ago, we've had that discussion about Matt Gaetz. I haven't had a lot of use for Matt Gaetz for a long time because I think he's the Republican Eric Swalwell.
Slow down. You can't say so. Who is Eric Swalwell? Who?
Yeah, he's the Democrat from California that gets his name splashed all over the talk shows and stuff on the opposite side of the aisle.
So he's a rhino or dino or a dino?
No, he's
Eric Swalwell's
a Democrat.
I know, but I'm saying, why do you compare him to Matt Gaetz?
I think they live to throw grenades. That's all they do. That's all they care about, is throwing grenades.
Oh, so they're just firefighters. They're like arsonists.
Yeah. Throw the grenade and turn around and walk away and see what blows up.
That's
my opinion.
Let me ask you this. But isn't that almost with a lot of people right now? Because when you look at compromise, right now you are looking at people. They would rather burn something down and tear it completely down than to work with people to build it up. That's becoming a thread, a culture of America now.
Compromise is a loaded word.
Okay.
Because you and I are Christian people. There are some red lines in the sand that I can't cross. Period.
And we shouldn't have to.
Cross those lines. Now suddenly I'm all kinds of terrible names because I have certain morals and scruples and beliefs that I can't go against. I have principles that I have to stand for, and I can't break those principles.
But let me ask this. I understand that because I believe what I believe. But I have respect what you don't believe. I'm not going to condone how you live, but I respect who you are. And somewhere along the line, I think That's where we've missed. Because when I really look at what was going on when Jesus was here, they didn't like him, but they had to respect him. And what's going on right now is we don't even respect people at all. We don't respect, we don't teach it. Even, you know, don't get me wrong, America's never been right. But for some reason, America always had grace and there was a respect that people had. Right now, there's no respect. We don't respect our parents, our authority figures. There's no reverence. There's no hierarchy. There's no, what happened, Sticks?
Well, we walked away from God. When you walk away from God, you become your own God. When everybody is in tune with God, when I say God, I'm speaking of a monotheistic creator of the universe.
The one true and living God, who you get to through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Not even that, because the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
That's it.
You know, and once you do away with that, then human beings will worship something. So once you no longer have that principle, have that grounding, then you begin to worship anything. Don't forget Hitler. People keep saying Hitler was a Christian. Hitler was not a Christian. Hitler replaced all the crucifixes and all of the crosses in all the churches in Germany with pictures of himself.
But let me ask you.
He became the God of Germany.
That's true. But let me ask you this. Who are we to put people into heaven or to hell? That's where we need to get out of that business. Because on your deathbed, if you call, say, Jesus, help me, then you get in. It's just that simple, and it's just that. And I mean, who are we? Everyone answers to God for themselves. Who are we to say?
Right. Well, it's all an individual relationship.
So correct. So as people, I need to quit judging your relationship with God and judge you by the respect that I have for myself and respect
right.
people. And what's happening right now in America, I don't like what you live. I don't like the color of your hair. I don't like anything about you, but I should have a human respect for you and a love for you just because God made you.
Well, and that's because we're no longer, you know, I told you I've been reading these Dennis Prager books about the Torah. And over and over and over again, God commanded the Israelites to protect and care for the widow, the orphan, and the alien. And the alien is anyone living in Israel who wasn't Jewish. And when we move away from God, we've argued. Remember the first argument we had, you and I, about hate crime and hate speech?
No. I can't
go. Remember, you thought that hate crime law, hate speech law was just wonderful.
I can't.
And I said, don't go there.
I can't.
Remember?
No.
You don't remember? We had that argument on the air.
You know how many shows we've done? Listen, guys. You listen to Tracy and Friends and Talk Connection, and I'm Tracy Williams. This is Lloyd, and I want to thank the Frangos Group. I want to thank all of you for listening in. I want you to write this number down. I want you to call us. Phone lines are working. It has taken a very long time to make this happen so that we have the ability to talk, and you can talk to one another. So we're live in live time so that you can watch us on while we're streaming. Call us on the phone. Talk to us live. You don't have to text it. You don't have to type it. You can if you want to, because we do have technology if you want to chat and talk that way. But what you can do is you can call in and voice your view, put your voice in, say, this is what I believe, and say, Tracy's crazy, Lloyd is crazy, I agree, I disagree. And you can do that in real time. Sticks, we've got to find a figure way to flash a light or something.
Yeah.
But the number is 515-602-9695. So you no longer have to type it when we're on.
Maybe we can get WHKW to give us a billboard.
We'll figure it out. Listen, Sticks, we're going to go out and get some.
Now that listen, now that I got my phone lines working, I have a product to sell. So now I can go ask my sponsors, tell them to come in. That's why I can talk about the Frank Gross Group, who's making sure the technology behind me is still working. Because right now you should see this monster that I have. And so it is working. So I want to thank God for this. You understand? So now we can go out and sell something. It's kind of hard to sell when it's not working well, especially if you have integrity.
Correct.
You got to understand, I am Tracy. I got to stand behind what my name. That's all I got. And if I don't hold my name up, then this is what we got to teach our children. I look at your daughter and your son. You teach them that. We're not producing that in our children today.
And my grandchildren. You know, my biggest prayer is that I will influence my grandchildren to be godly people. And that's all any man can ask.
What we want to do is we really want to influence our children, to influence our children to be good, productive citizens of this world, godly.
But the society is telling them an entirely different thing than what God's telling them.
So when do we...
You know, the hate speech thing, when we were... You and I are the same age. We're both 58. Well, I'm sorry. I'm 58 and you're 21.
Anyhow, thank you.
But anyhow, we were taught growing up that the First Amendment meant that I may despise everything you have to say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. And then along came hate speech law. You can't, those two concepts do not go hand in hand.
But see, let me say this to you, Stig.
You can't have the first one and have hate speech law.
If I was on the other side, let me say this, I was wrong. You know, and I will say this, I can be wrong twice in life or lifetime, you know, like anybody else.
Okay. That's part of being a responsible adult is when you can admit you are wrong.
I was wrong, but let me also say this. I have learned words hurt. Words hurt. And depending on who calls you what depends on how you take what they said. And, pardon me?
Well, I haven't verified it yet, but I heard on another program the other day that sticks and stones may break my bones actually came out of a AME magazine during Reconstruction. That saying was actually published in there.
That's religion.
Hmm?
That was religion. Because sticks and stones cut to the core. The Bible says the tongue blesses and the tongue curses. And we need to understand there are some things that were said to you as a child that you are laying on a therapy couch today because you can't get over. But at least that broken wound, that young man who had that cardiac arrest on the football field, he's back on his feet, went home to Buffalo, thank God.
Absolutely.
But do we understand? There's some words that have been said in the hearts of people that have ruined us for a lifetime. And we need to be careful of what we say to people. And that's why we have people who are bulimic and women who have issues. And we don't like being a woman anymore. We don't like being a man anymore because of what we've said about ourselves.
Is it what people have said to people? Or is it because of the pressure of the entire society?
Both.
Because if I had come down the steps and told my dad I want to wear a dress when I was 10.
Ooh.
He just smacked me on the backside and said, "Get upstairs and put some pants on, boy."
But let me ask you this, Stix, and I say this openly. I'm a tomboy, and now when I look, I'm at 58, and when I look back over my life, and when I look at the lifestyle that I have now settled into, and I look back the pattern, if I'm honest about my life, I've always been a tomboy, but I've never been gay. And this is an issue. For some reason, if young people don't fall into a certain mold or category of what we think, if they don't like pink and like cheerleading, but they want to be an athlete, and we have opened up their senses to stuff that they should never be opened up to, because I didn't know about stuff until I'm just reading things in a book right now, and I didn't know. And we're teaching our children.
Well, and that's the job of parents. I mean,
what parents?
You know my kids. My daughter, when my daughter was growing up, she'd rather spend the time in the garage with me than in the house with mom until it was time to bake cookies.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, she.
But she had a father who loved her and a mom who understood her. But right now we have children who are being raised by the beast called your. I watched children. I went to the DMV and I watched a young man all the time. We were in the waiting room with his mom on the telephone, you know, watching whatever he was watching. And it has become the babysitter. It has become the instruction leader. It has become the standard for education. It has become something that it should not become. And people do not know what their children are and being indoctrinated with.
Well, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And if you let the device become the cradle rocker, that's what's going to influence your children. I was at a tire store the other day, and the one young woman that works there, she had her son there with her until it was time to drive him to school, and the entire time he was in there, he was on his phone.
So
he wasn't reading. He wasn't reading a book. He wasn't, he wasn't doing anything that really I would consider as mind expanding. He was just staring at different funny YouTube videos. For better explanation, cat videos.
And if you look at the cat video, have you ever done a TikTok? Have you ever looked at it?
No.
You should really, now don't get me wrong, don't download it, figure it out. Go look somebody else's up, because I would not recommend anyone to download TikTok. It is not a good idea for national security, and they don't want to say anything about that because they don't want to say Trump was right. But,
DeWine just signed a bill yesterday.
Which one?
You can't have any TikTok cannot be on any state-owned device.
Good going. So, again, as I was saying, don't do it. But let me ask this. But the people that are, but TikTok's not going away. That's my problem. TikTok's not going to go away because you can't put them on a federal device unless they stop TikTok from coming in. And it's going to be kind of hard not to bring TikTok in because everybody's on TikTok. But that is the most mindless entertainment space.
Well, it's owned by the Chinese Communist Party. And what people don't realize is the algorithm on TikTok in China shows young Chinese children doing phenomenal things, math, science, building rockets. And the algorithm for American children is to show American children eating Tide Pods and putting mascara on boys.
Sticks, but you have to understand, it's bigger than that. It's so much bigger than that. It's the images, because the subliminal mind, the commercials that come on in between, all this information that is coming in towards not only our young people, but us also. You know, we act like we're immune to this, but we're not.
Oh, no.
We are changing and trending just like everyone else, and they have learned how to program us just like we program machines.
Well, the AI, the artificial intelligence thing that's coming up is going to just change everything.
What do you mean coming up? It's here.
I mean, it's in its infancy now.
Sticks.
It really starts rolling.
Sticks. Have you heard me being? But have you noticed I've been more efficient in the last couple of days? It's called AI.
Hear what you said.
Did you hear me? Come on. You know, that's because I told the truth. I said. Do you realize how efficient I've become? And it's because of artificial intelligence. I'm not lying. GPT? Three? Oh, yeah. Dolly? My friends. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet? Oh, yeah. Because, you know, this is my space. How long ago were we Zooming, Sticks?
How long ago were we Zooming?
Uh-huh.
I don't know, 6 months, a year, I don't know.
No, how long ago when we started? How many years?
Oh, a couple of years, I guess.
Okay. And we've been off of WSOM how long? And we were streaming then? Do you understand what AI is getting ready to take us to?
We went off SOM right about the time, about 6 years ago.
We went off in the primary of Trump.
Right.
And we need to understand and everyone owns everything. That's why we need to make sure that we keep those smaller companies that like Salem Communications and WHKW strong. We need Christian programming. We need alternative programming. We need programming that you can tie into locally, that can be diversified so that you can hear our voices. You need to know what's going on, and as we get stronger here in the Cleveland and Alliance and Akron area, not just online, but on WHKW and stronger in Cleveland, we plan on rocking your world with information so that you know how to navigate in Northeast Ohio, because that's where we live. And I believe that Northeast Ohio is the heartbeat of the world. What sticks?
Crossroads of the United States, Ohio is. I don't know if it's still true, but one time more tons of freight changed directions at the I-77, I-70 interchange than any place in the nation.
Still is. We're still our geographic location still did not change.
Right.
And you can put electric on the top, and you can put combustion engines on the bottom. You will still come through Northeast Ohio to make it through to the majority of people in this nation. And I don't see any more roads getting built. Do you? We can't.
Not major ones.
Huh? Not major ones?
Major.
I don't either. Sticks, where are they taking us? Because like I talked about news. And just because it's in the news, is it actually news to you? If you really look at what's going on, the news that they're giving you is a cycle of information, but it's not really news that's going to make you better and or make decisions for your future. Have you noticed that?
Well, the root word of news is new, which is new information.
Oh.
And no, they're not giving you any new information. And that's what we want to do here. We want to dig out and find the new information to give to people so they can make a decision, because there's a whole lot of bad stuff that's getting ready to come down the pipe for the American people. There's a whole lot of actors behind the scenes, and the things that you thought were conspiracy theories 2 years ago, you're going to see weren't conspiracy theories. They're true. You know, we have talked about the Great Reset. Now there's another thing coming down the pipe beyond that, and I need to do some more research before I talk about it on the air. But, you know, the World Economic Forum, you'll own nothing and be happy by 2030.
And let me say this. So since you mentioned that, so six, right now everyone's going into debt.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't understand debt like I do, because you don't do debt. And I found out there are people in the world who operate on debt, and then people in the world that operate on no debt. And
I got to be honest. I don't operate on no debt. I don't do consumer debt.
Okay, let me try this again.
Okay.
For the real people, he's a no debt guy. I'm a real debt guy. He don't swipe in. You got to understand the difference. He's a saver. I'm just trying to get there and be like Sticks when I grow up. If I can grow up and be like Sticks and hit, I'll be straight. I'm working on it, Sticks. But going back to what I was saying. When the price goes up, as you said, what we do is that we have to pay either the gas bill or the credit card bill, and the gas bill gets paid over the credit card bill, and you start juggling, and you can't juggle anymore. And every month it puts you into a spinoff, because every month that you don't pay on time, you get dinged with either a charge or some kind of fee that they allow. And then it spirals out of control, because those fees have to be paid up front. They don't go to the fees that you owe. They just go to the fees. And so those are upfront fees that take away from the money that needs to go to what you need to go to. And Sticks, I've got a feeling that all this consumer debt that happened in December, in February, when the bill comes due, there's no seatbelt.
Oh, you're right.
There's no seatbelt, because it's going to slam on brakes, Because Sticks, I told you, gas went up 70 cents in one night.
Bought any diesel fuel lately?
No.
And just remember, everything that's in the grocery store came on a diesel truck. What they've done with, what the Biden administration has done with the energy industry in this country is going to, we haven't seen the ramifications yet.
So how?
Think about this. Donald Trump filled the strategic oil reserve at $29 a barrel. Biden sold it at $76 a barrel. He's taken it down to the record lows that it's ever been. We have no oil in reserve. We end up going to war to fuel our airplanes and ships because Biden's taken the reserve down to nothing.
Okay, well,
he has to buy it. He's got to buy it back at $100 a barrel.
Okay, let me ask. Wait a minute. Whoa. So right now, while we are playing Russian roulette in Congress because we don't want to get the rules together, Taiwan and China are posturing. Russia is sinking. Going down in the Middle East, they're losing their minds. And you mean to tell me here in America that we've taken our reserves down to zero while we're sending abundances of monies out to Ukraine for services while we're allowing our borders to be oversaturated with illegals coming in?
No, we didn't take it down to zero, but we've taken it to historic lows. Our strategic petroleum reserve, and there's also the strategic petroleum reserve is crude oil. We also have a strategic diesel fuel reserve, which President Biden has begun selling to try to bring the price of home heating oil and diesel fuel down. Basically, this president is eating our seed corn. That's what my grandparents would call it, eating your seed corn.
And so he's eating our seed corn, and we're eating our seed corn. So what kind of seed are we going to have to seed when we need to seed it?
You're not going to have anything.
That's a problem, isn't it? Because if you don't have seed corn, you can't have harvest corn. Am I right?
The things that President Biden has done are the things that someone who cares nothing about the job and only cares about the next election and political expediency.
So let me ask this, going to the news that you can use. Going back to finding out information, going back to engaging people into productivity. When I talk about productivity sticks, we are supposed to produce after our own kind, our children. And if we don't get our families back as Americans, if we don't get our families back as people of God, because the church family is more fractured now than the world family, in my opinion. Because the church family say they do a lot of loving on God and churching and all that, but they don't do what they talk about. Because charity begins at home and spreads abroad.
Correct.
And right now, we as the body of Christ, we are still not coming together because we are still fractured in too many ways, and we should not be. Because what's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine. Because we are one. And when I say that, that doesn't mean you're not ignorant, because Jesus never told us to be out of balance. Because if a man does not work, he does not eat. But what's happening is we're feeding those people. We're making people to not work so that they can't work. So you can't fault them for not working if you haven't given them the tools and or the ability to work. And what America's doing is we're breeding. You said sowing seeds. We're sowing seeds of non-productivity.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. This theory of endless adolescence that has been being put into us for decades. You know, when I was growing up, I was expected at 18 years old to get out of my dad's house. You're a man. It's time to go out and make your own life. Go. Period. And that's the way it was for the majority of my peers.
But there should have been a balance. Going back to what I said, a balance. You want to be there for your children, but you don't want to be a crutch for your children. And what's happening is we've given our children too much, and I am a product of it, so it's taken me 60 years to break the mold. And what happens is there has to be a balance. And
well,
And let me say this, and nothing is perfect because life is a journey. And no one starts out the same, in the same lane, in the same way, at the same pace.
I'm not saying throw your children out of the boat the day they turn 18. I'm not saying that. My parents taught me from a young age, when I turned 18, I had the necessary skills to go out on my own because that's how I was trained from a young child.
But you had parents.
Right. My children, I slowly moved them into adulthood. You know, my son didn't go to college, but he stayed at the house and he paid rent until he got his legs under him, and he bought his first house. Our daughter, I kept her in books in a car.
She kept herself in a car. You didn't keep her in no car. She kept herself in a car.
No,
that girl, listen, your daughter came out. Your daughter came out to shoot working. Don't be trying to take money. I've watched that little girl. She's a smart kid working in cars when she was like two.
Well, that's true, but when I say I kept her in a car, I mean I bought her a car and I paid for the repairs. When there were any repairs that needed to be done outside of my home shop.
Outside of my can I ask this? What repair did you need out of your home shop, possibly besides a new engine block?
Well, she was in Morgantown. She went to a garage a couple of times in Morgantown.
Okay, when she moved out, when she was in college.
When she was in college.
That didn't count. All the years before that? Come on now.
And I'll be honest. One time she had a diesel Mercedes that needed glow plugs, and I actually drove to Morgantown and put glow plugs in the parking lot.
You see what I mean? Parents. But the problem now is we don't have parents, and we don't have parents to see to know what parenting is about. And what you see on TV is not real. See, we need to understand, and what you see in church is not real. Because the people in church aren't real.
Well, that's true. The biggest lie ever told in church is when somebody says, "How you doing? I'm fine."
That's the biggest lie I've ever heard. But no one wants to hear. Because no one... But we want to pray for you, and we want to dictate, but we don't want you to. We got a problem with that. We need to understand that's a problem, and we need to discuss this problem because this problem is reflecting into the world and into America. Look at what America is now. This is not the America that you and I grew up in, as messed up as it was then, because America was messed up then and messed up now. But right now, they don't even know the difference between boys and girls.
Well, we've never been perfect, but we've just been better than everybody else on the planet as far as the way we run our country. I mean, the alternatives to what we've done over the years, you know, even some of the most blackest times and the worst things we've done don't pale in comparison to the things that were being done in many other countries around the world.
Stix, I want to change the subject real quick because you brought something up before we came on, and I told you that I wanted to get to it before we got off the air, and that was the confidential files that were found in Vice President Biden's former office or somewhere. And then and I want you to bring up, because I had a problem with what I saw. So since you brought it up to me, I want you to tell me what you saw.
Well, they weren't confidential. See, that's the thing the layman doesn't understand is there's confidential material, there's secret material, there's top secret material, and there's what they call SCI, which is special something. I was on a submarine, and I've never seen SCI material. They found SCI material in Biden's office. There was also some stuff that was found in Trump's Mar-a-Lago that was SCI material. Here's the big difference. As vice president, Biden couldn't declassify anything. As president, Donald Trump, just by saying the words, can declassify anything he wants. And that's the argument. Did Donald Trump declassify the stuff marked SCI that was found in Mar-a-Lago before he left office, before Biden took the oath of office, or not? Because if he didn't, then both men are equally guilty of the same infraction.
Stix, this, you know, what bothers me about this more than anything, and this is what, I mean, seriously, between Biden, they couldn't remember the CFI, the BCI, the top class, the middle class, and the no class if you didn't put a piece of paper in front of them, because there are other things going on around them, and they're too old to be able to retain all of the acronyms that are being shot at them at this age and junction. Let me finish. Let me finish. But there are other things that are going on in this country that those top secret things, because I'm going back to retaining knowledge, they can, if they read it and they retained it, if they kept the papers, I'm quite sure neither one of them are going to sell it. But but when I look at how they have reported on it, I have a problem with it just like everyone else. But we need to understand there are more important issues going on in this nation. And right now we are going after stuff that is in the details. And if we don't get our head out of the sand and gird ourselves up as Americans and get ourselves aligned and together and in order and start working this out, the nation that we see today, as bad as it is, will be one that we will be praying for tomorrow.
That's the thing. We've allowed ourselves to be lulled to sleep. You know, we pay more attention to the Browns than we do the U.S. Congress.
Six. We prayed for. Don't get me wrong. I ain't mad. And I don't want anybody to think that I'm a hater, because I'm not, because I'm so glad the young man is doing okay. But all during COVID, we never stopped as a nation.
Oh, it was worse than that. We closed our churches.
We didn't even stop and say, God bless America. We didn't stop then. We haven't stopped. But our football, our Sunday afternoon pastime that we used to dedicate, now, when one of theirs gets hurt, there's a crisis. Don't you think that our priorities are misaligned? We don't pray for our kids.
Because the further we get from our communities, you know, you've heard it, I've heard it, all politics is local. But right now you have more people worried about what's going on in D.C. than what's worried on their town council.
They don't even know what town council does. And as a matter of fact, most of town council doesn't know what town council does. Again, remember, we've dumbed down society to no one knows anything about anything. So when you go to, it's like me coming in your house and talking about, I can become a machine shop. I can go build some stuff. Really? Just because I can flip on a switch and it makes it move.
You do that, I want a duck.
I would do that. Just because you can pull a trigger doesn't make you a marksman.
True.
And we need to comprehend that. Think we're marksmen because we pull triggers.
Well, we need to forget about the popularity contests and start listening to what the people that are running for office are telling us. And we need to hold their feet to the fire, and we need to quit just pulling the lever for the guy that's the incumbent.
We don't know how, Sticks, are going back. We have. Even our brightest minds are ignorant to the life in which they are living in the United States today. When you have a conversation with people, and you look at their priorities, and you have a conversation with people, and because do you understand that no one cares about the family unit anymore? No one cares about husbands and wives. We want to have the wedding, but we don't want to have the marriage. Our children are being raised by the government, yet we want to talk about Hitler.
That's been going on. That goal has been with us since the 1960s.
But Sticks, 1960s.
And we have allowed it because it's real easy. And it's real easy to do.
So now that you and I are going into the 60s, because we were born then,
mm-hmm.
If COVID didn't kill you, you might not die. So it would behoove us to make some transitional changes here. Because again, God has been good to America, but that doesn't mean that we're always going to have his grace if we keep it on the trajectory that we're on. And you can't always bomb our way out. I keep on telling people, Americans are used for things happening with the simplest of effort.
Americans don't realize just how close to bankruptcy their entire nation is. And I don't. I feel like, you know, I talk about this and people look at me like I'm crazy, and I keep talking about it. I feel like the watcher on the wall screaming, you know, the Hun's coming, and everybody's still sitting down there like Noah, you know, before the flood. He tried to warn them the flood was coming, and they laughed at it.
Well, there are two things I know. I know Jesus is coming back. I know he put us here to be the character of him on this earth. That man fell, Jesus came, and in him we have victory. And if those of us who say that we are called by the name of God, we need to, because right now there are a lot of people fasting and praying now, a lot of churches are in the consecration, they're seeking God, everybody's, we need to ask God to bring our nation into unification. Because the United States of America.
We need to pray for a fourth great awakening.
A who?
A fourth great awakening. The first great awakening. The first great awakening.
I don't want awakening. I just want Jesus.
Anyways, the second great awakening brought about the revolution, the Revolutionary War. The third great awakening brought about the end of slavery. This country needs a fourth great spiritual awakening.
But in that awakening,
if you look it up, George Whitefield was one of the preachers that came. He came from England and preached against the divine right of kings and how it was anti-scriptural, and told the people they needed to turn back to God and turn towards God. And we need a fourth great awakening in this nation.
You know, Sticks. Let me see what the awakening needs to be, to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves, realizing that I'm just as flawed as you are. Even and remember, we don't get to fight anymore. We don't disagree in public anymore. The reason why our show is so great is because we fought a lot, and people took sides.
We need to have honest disagreements.
And we don't do that anymore.
No.
Right now, people just cower down because there's too much. And they don't want to say anything that's going to be anything, because if they do, they'll be somewhere they don't want to be.
Well, every time you disagree with somebody, you know, I'm a bigot and a homophobe.
It's bigger than that, because even within our own, we're on the same side of those two. On those, but even when we disagree about the color of paint now, people cower. I want to say this. We're almost done. There's a lot of people going through a lot of stuff right now. Sicknesses, illness, parents, death. There's just a lot, you know, finances, shifting, you know, there's a lot. Because we're coming out of something that we've never come out of. And if you're listening in and you are struggling, know that God is there for you and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you call on him in your time of despair, he will deliver you out of whatever you are in. And if you know that and believe that, I promise you, whatever you were in, you will come out of. That is a guarantee. So I want people to say, I want to thank you. You're listening to Talk Connection with Tracy Winbush and Tracy and Friends. I've got Lloyd with me today. We are going to start scheduling. Write this number down. 515-602-9695. You can find us on Tracy and Friends at Facebook, Tracy Winbush on Twitter. Lloyd, where are you on Twitter? Are you on Twitter yet?
No, I'm not on
Twitter. Where are you on Facebook?
Sticks of Tracy and Friends.
Sticks of Tracy and Friends. There is a number of ways that you can watch us on social media. We've got Shifting Right. But you'll be able to catch us everywhere. Sticks, hopefully I'll catch you riding again.
Yeah, I need to start doing that.
Because we've got to carry this football that God has given us. And the people that have been here before us with Mark Manji and
Mike Corrette, and so many others that have been with us, with Tracy and friends, as we journey through this. We've got to carry this to the finish line, because we have good shoulders to stand on and a lot of good conversation that has built this show. And Styx, I want to thank you for being with me for all these years and always being loyal, faithful, and dependable.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, and I say that sincerely. So, Grandpa, what'd the kids get you? Go ahead and brag on the cup. But go ahead. He brought the cup in. You know, we don't do this in the studio.
My friend Jonathan bought me a really nice coffee cup, and it's got the crest of the submarine that I was on.
Listen, I have to put you on the spot. You know, just understand. We don't have a studio anymore. We are now remote and everywhere. So I've got to say, pull it up. Hey, listen, God bless everyone. We'll see you guys next Tuesday at 1 o'clock here on WHKW. And have a good day.
See y'all later.